This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a toilet mouse bites a man, dancing queen, and roller skating. It's all coming up right after this.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents yet another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, you love it, you spew it, you never admit you do it. Pornography. We find our at-work slackers today back in Dan's office. They're online loafing with Dan because Dan has an office with a door. Hey, you just can't be catching this action in a wide-open cubicle near the gals in accounting, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Hey, you guys, you gotta check this out. Oh, and you better close the door for this one. Here we go.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah! I'm talking about it.
I'm in love.
That's real. Oh, that's real.
Yeah. That's real.
Now, the same guy's getting the same steamy scene, but on the radio.
This song sucks. What is this, jazz?
I think they call it smooth jazz or fusion or something.
Sucks.
Going back to work.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you, the internet, that's just the damnedest thing, isn't it?
Oh,
and you know what? I think it's here to stay. And it's much better than radio.
Especially at work.
Hey, any of you guys want to go out for a smoke? It's a really nice day.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, bring your laptop.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We've got the post-eclipse hangover. Did you take a shot for every minute the sun went away yesterday, like I did? four minutes, right? Four
shots. I told you, I had one of my dogs with me, and as soon as the thing was over, he went, all right, it's time for lunch.
Let's go, lunchtime.
This is very visual, but doesn't Jess Hooker today look like the woman, bad guy in Superman, who works with General Zod?
Yes.
The bad guy.
Oh, the three.
There's two dudes.
There's two dudes in a woman. Yeah.
And you, the kind of way, the way you're dressed in your hair look like...
And they're flying through the
villainous
space. And they're,
villainous. Oh, okay.
Villainous.
You're a woman.
So I am the woman. Okay.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You're a bad guy woman.
Okay.
They're stuck in...
In that
They have superpowers, too, when they get there.
Yeah.
Because they're from... Krypton or whatever.
It's a cool look.
Thanks.
Now, it's not an insult at all.
We've been talking about mice that are being experimented with, and some scientists inadvertently created mice that have no genitals but have an extra two legs there.
Yeah.
Is it extra two?
Yeah.
I thought it was just one.
No, it's two.
Two.
So they have
six legs.
Six-legged freaks?
Yes.
They're doing experiments with... what do you call it? Genetic mutation? I don't know. It's very...
shouldn't be happening, really.
Well, no. They may discover something else while working on this.
Well, why don't they just have the mommy mouses smoke or drink alcohol?
They do that. They do all
kinds
of
things. Well, that's my thing. What were they trying to figure out?
Do you know?
What did it say in the story? What did they say?
Sorry to bother you.
The most hideous creature in the...
Oh, like I get all the information?
All right.
They were analyzing differences in mice with and without functioning versions of this particular gene.
The TGFBR1 gene.
And after turning off the gene in one mouse, it ended up growing six legs, two of which grew instead of the genitalia.
You can't tell me that some of these guys are doing these experiments on these mice, are turned on by the mice. Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How many can I cram inside?
No.
All right.
Well, he's onto something.
A double vagina.
They're trying to see if they can grow other things, I guess.
That's right.
Boy, this gets really complicated. They want to generate structures necessary for the body's, quote, I'm not kidding, exit channels.
Ooh.
I assume that means poop chute.
It means poop chute.
Well, you got your
orifice really helps expel,
Oh, I see. See, he's got more of the channels. So you
can pores, which you can
channel one pores. Urethra.
You can
channel two poop chute.
Is your mouth considered an
probably
an exit?
Channel three,
throw
the mouth.
Up.
Puke.
Have you ever been? Anybody ever ask you, are you a man or a mouse? Anybody ever say that?
What?
Wasn't that a big thing?
That was a cartoon thing. Usually,
was it?
Yeah.
Are you a man or a mouse?
I'm a mouse.
I thought old movies and stuff.
Like a Leave It to Beaver episode or something. Come on, Wally. I'm not a mouse, you know?
Insinuating that you're not very...
Yeah, a man or a mouse.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the rat story?
Yes, I do.
This is a rat. Whole world is rats.
A Canadian man was hospitalized after he was bitten by a rat that crawled out of his toilet.
He's now Rat Man.
The 76-year-old was trying to remove the rodent from his toilet bowl when it bit two of his fingers.
Son of a bitch.
He received a tetanus booster at a Montreal hospital, but
had to return. This furry turd just bit me.
Look at it. It's got teeth and everything. Oh, my God, there's a tail. What did I eat?
You know something? When I'm 76 years of age, if I've got a live rat in my toilet, I'm moving, and then I'm calling somebody. I'm not going to reach in there with my hand.
Yeah,
maybe it's his homestead. He's lived there his entire life.
Then get a stick, for God's sake.
Well,
it doesn't say how he was trying to remove it.
Well, you said it bit two of his fingers.
It could have been holding the stick. I don't know. He did receive the tetanus booster, but had to return 18 days later after experiencing fever, headaches, and abdominal pain. After showing signs of multi-organ dysfunction and sepsis.
Yeah, the brown plague.
He had to be admitted to the ICU.
Holy hell.
Where doctors determined he developed, it's called leptospirosis or Weill's disease.
He got bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. got this booster, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose.
He did recover, Josh, following a combination of treatments.
Fascinating.
And now he's Ratman.
Ratman, yes.
Right?
Dear scary. Clear-minded Josh.
Weren't rats responsible for the Black Plague? Wasn't that the...
The fleas on the rats.
Okay.
They found out.
Yeah. Fleas on the rats.
You have a rat
fleas
song?
On the rats.
Do you have a rat song for us, Pat?
Well, rats
would move to music when they're put to human music. They would actually move their bodies.
Did that's right.
That?
They like dance, didn't they?
Yeah. Heads, nodding their heads in rhythm to the beat, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Rats can dance, oh, rats can move, looking cool as they shuffle their feet. Oh, look at that. Taunt that cat digging the dancing rat.
Dancing rat.
Friday night and the river's low. Dirty rat has no place to go. Then he hears the music. His tail starts to swing. Travolta's no longer king. You are the dancing rat, dressed in spats on your tiny feet. Oh, sing it with me. Dancing rat feels the beat from the New York street. Oh, yeah. Oh, rats can dance. Rats can move. And Ratatouille proved anyone can cook. Oh, look at that. In his top hat, digging the dancing rat. Ooh.
Dancing rat.
Ooh.
They won't dance to the Stray Cats, though.
Oh, no, they hate them.
Favorite singer, rather, for rats to dance through? Sinatra.
What?
Rat Pack?
Okay.
No?
Cute.
Sorry. Dancing hamsters, maybe. Well.
Don't you like Dancing Queen?
As yes.
You would say,
it's a great song.
From ABBA?
He's not an ABBA fan.
If it pops up on the radio, I'm going to react fairly quickly to change the channel.
Waterloo, no?
Oh, I love
none
it all.
The 50th anniversary of Waterloo was just yesterday.
No kidding?
Yes.
Oh, that battle happened way longer than
the song, you wonderful human being.
So, I mean, to me, it's like that's.
I get the feeling that's not what she wanted to say.
That's like naming a love song, DJ. All right, stop it.
It's the greatest.
You can't sit.
It's hard not to be out. You're right. You can't.
You're happy.
Is that Liberace on the piano?
No, it's
somebody way gayer. Oh,
that's not easy.
Frank Natha or.
I've heard it before. Okay.
Oh, having the time of your life.
You killed that for me. All right,
you know,
I got
playing
bass. Who's playing bass?
Dickie Betts.
That's true. Yeah.
If Dickie Betts were playing bass, would that change your mind?
They hired him.
First of all, Dickie primarily played Les Paul.
Played bass.
Just reading a book about the great album Brothers and Sisters.
A book about
it's
it?
Great.
Thank God. Thank God.
Oh my God.
It's really cool stories about the formation of Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And how Capricorn Records turned him down.
Well, first they got one guy, and then they had a couple guys.
Oh, those guys were high school buddies.
Oh, sure.
Where did the song Jessica come from? Who's that named after?
What are you doing?
It's, you're kissing ass.
Dickie's daughter.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Fascinating.
It's a great song.
Dickie's
speaking
daughter.
Of music,
heard it.
Yeah. Chechnya has banned music that is either too fast or too slow.
Chechnya?
Chechnya.
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 Oh, is it Chechnya?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yep.
No, it's okay.
According to the Moscow Times, the country's culture ministry announced that all musical, vocal, and choreographic works should correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute.
What?
The statement said Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov had instructed culture minister Musa Dadyeva to make Chechen music conform to the Chechen mentality.
I am Kadyrov. I don't like problems.
Local artists have been ordered to rewrite their music by June 1st to accommodate the changes. If local artists do not rework their music, they will not be allowed to perform in public. Mr. Dadyanov added that borrowing musical culture from other peoples is inadmissible.
Yes.
So you can't have anything too up-tempo.
Slow it down.
It also sounds like you can't sample other people's music.
And too slow.
Yes.
Just right.
So it's like Goldilocks.
Mid-tempo.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be just right.
And like I would slow dance with
What were the parameters again of the...
80 to 116 beats per minute.
Because we had this story, I want to say a couple months ago, that the ideal tempo for sex was 119.
Oh, really?
I don't remember that.
You're not a beat higher.
Yeah. Are you mumbling?
Yes,
I am. People with hearing.
Either join the club or get out.
People love it when Pat mumbles.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were king, I wouldn't listen to ABBA, but I would allow everyone else to listen.
I don't know that you would. Yeah, I wouldn't really. If you were king, you would ban most things.
There could be a fee, sure.
What is it about me that when you say stuff like "if I were king," it really sends a chill down my spine? I don't know what.
Well, I prefer at least this time you didn't say when.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is like what is it? What's Footloose? This is like Footloose, yeah. Except the death penalty. That'd be like your music. Too many beats. Kill him. Okay, thank you.
You know, if you were king, you know who your queen would be. The dancing queen, Tom.
Now he's mad at you.
Can you dig that scene?
There should be a test.
Digging the dancing queen?
When I used to paint houses, I've told you, there was certain songs would come on that I hated so much I would climb down the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be one of them.
I don't know. That song is just like has everything wonderful in it. I don't know why you dislike it so much.
It's overproduced. It's stupid.
It's fine.
Perfectly produced.
It's a good roller rink song.
Yes.
Good. And I haven't ever been to a roller rink on purpose in my life.
So. You've never gone roller skating on for fun?
No.
I'm going to make a wish right now, and you all are my witnesses. I hope that Finn becomes a world-class roller skater.
Me too.
I've had plenty of fun in sensible shoes.
I did it. I went through I did go through a period of inline skating.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, that's fun.
Where you were doing that?
Yeah, but at the time I had little kids that were in the strollers.
Oh,
I thought maybe your boyfriend talked you into it.
Is your Miami phase?
Starlight Express!
Of course, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Next stop, me! Yeah.
Why do they call it Deland? Because he puts it into butt.
We haven't explored that avenue, have we?
Well, we all suspected it.
With inline skates, see, when you got a stroller...
Yeah, you got something to hold on to.
Yeah, you can stay up.
So. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. I used to do it down the park right here all the time.
So let me get this straight.
Oh, yeah, that park.
Everybody knows it. Yeah.
So is roller skating looked down upon like it's a white trash thing?
No, I grew up on ice skates. So.
Okay, well.
Yeah. He's looking down on us.
Yeah, he is.
No,
way down.
The ice would.
He can barely see you from where he is.
I'm sure. Did you go to the roller rink on a regular basis?
Yes, that was a big deal. We had skating parties at my school.
Not just a roller rink, but... the roller cave.
Oh, yeah.
Cave.
And we went to the roller cave.
We went to Melody Skateland. Yep, and roller cave too. Is still there.
Roller cave is still there.
You want to go over to roller cave one morning and skate around?
We can
around?
Take adult skating lessons. Do you guys want to do that?
Oh, I'm a great skater.
There's a place near my house called the Skating Queens.
Is that right? Me and you, Tom, out there skating. We could explore our feelings for each other. No?
I'm not sure. Did you skate, Chick? Were you a skater?
I can't.
If you are a good ice skater.
I'm too middle heavy.
I was okay. I was decent on ice. I don't know. Do they translate?
It's easier to skate on four wheels than on one slim leg.
I thought it was easy. I thought ice skates were easier when I was a kid.
I'd have to try it. I don't know.
Because it kind of digs into the eye. I felt like I had more... I was better.
Maybe it's because I started on roller skates.
Yeah. I had an appearance at a roller derby, and I didn't know, but they wanted me to go and put me on skates. I didn't know I was going to get put on skates.
That's a horrible idea.
But I was, and I fell about 19 times on the skates. It was.
Now, I did go to a roller derby. That was super cool.
Roller derby is fun if you've never
been. How do I word this? Look, a really unusual, a cool crowd.
Okay.
That is the nicest way you could have said that. Good job.
Our roller rink, when I was growing up, had concerts in it, too. And I mean some pretty big bands came through there. Yeah, it was really really a cool thing. Really? About all we had.
Have you, you went to the roller derby? Would you agree with my assessment?
I would not.
Was yours flat track or was it banked?
The one I went to was flat track.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a good crowd there?
It was yes, it was a good crowd. Yes.
Diverse?
We know where you're going.
I'd rather not comment.
Lucky I didn't go in Sam Subaru. I never would have found it when I got out of the
Here we go. There we go. Talking about lesbians, people, in case you know.
A lot of Huskies.
That's right. You know what their number one song is. That's right.
Now they hate this.
They hate it.
Unless Tegan and Sarah did a cover.
But the Indigo Girls do Dancing Queen. Yeah, fine, okay. All right. You happy now?
Yeah. That was a great crowd. It was super fun. I loved it.
And what did you say at first, trying to be hip? A very hip,
cool crowd,
diverse,
cool crowd,
unusual. It wasn't like
unusual.
It wasn't like you were at an NFL game. It was a different, had a different feel.
A WNBA game, maybe.
Sure, it was fun. Good crowd.
The higher voice gets.
It was so fun.
I was nervous. The more you're lying, the higher your voice gets. I really enjoyed all the hairstyles.
I never accused them of being contagious.
No.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Tim Wilson is here. Tim, how's your Uncle BS doing? Anything new going on with him?
Well, he's doing pretty good.
He's famous for his stories, I know.
Well, you know, you get that relative in your family that lies like a dog. Everybody's got that guy.
Sure.
Not just once in a while, I'm talking about all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, my family's name was Benford Smith Wilson. Kind of got slept at the YMCA a lot alone. You know, had one of them white shirts, and you could see the white tank top T-shirt under it. You know what I'm talking about? You know the guy I'm talking
about.
Immaculate 55 Impala, or 65 Impala. You know? But anyway, you walk up to him, and Uncle B.S., where were you August 6, 1945? August 6, 1945. Let me think a second. Fertilizer salesman, Hiroshima, Japan. Sharing a bamboo duplex with a diesel fuel distributor and a hibachi cook from Kobe Steakhouse. Stacking 40-pound bags of ammonium nitrate barefooted, sniffing diesel fumes up to my ass and geisha girls, ginzu knives, and all the tempura shrimp you could eat. We're headed to some sumo wrestling matches in Tokyo. I look up in the rearview mirror of the Toyota and seen a big-ass flash. I said, now, Mookie, did you leave the stove on? Uncle B.S., where were you in the summer of 1956? Summer of 56, city bus driver, Montgomery, Alabama. Rest for the steering wheel, trying to get a 14-year-old to turn Elvis down so I can figure out how many black people I can squeeze on and still have room up front for the white folk. Best-looking woman in North America crawls on my bus. Peroxide hair, legs up to her high end, 40D cup staring me right square in the eye. I'm hoping she'll sit in the third seat from the front, my eyeballing seat. I look up in the rearview mirror, damn if Rosa Parks ain't in my eyeballing seat. And I can sit here and look at Rosa for the next 15 miles or get her to get up and give Miss Nude Alabama her seat. Rosa knows I ain't had a date in 6 months. Picks today to turn into a civil rights martyr. Just goes to show every time I see a good-looking woman, somebody makes a federal case out of it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.